Now the emphasis, this Gemara is Tzarech Talmud. Even Daf Yomi, you have to understand why, if she was Nensa, would she be Misnafna? Misnafna is an Oymish, right? The Mayim isn't supposed to do anything to the person in the event that she's guilty. That's what they used to tell her in the Iyum. They used to tell her that if you're innocent, nothing's going to happen to you. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. To the contrary, she's going to get a lot of bracha. She's going to be gebench. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what the bracha is. So she was Nensa. Somebody was Ma'anus her. So if she was Nensa, then why would she be punished at all? I understand it's not mamish the Ola Haksuva B'Torah, but why would it be misnavna even derech evarim? I think it's something that's sarich beer. Maybe it's sushtal to this is in the Siddur Agra regarding the alchets. The first alchet that we say is alchet shechatanu lufanecha ba'oynes uveratzen. So the Siddur Agra says as follows. I'm skipping a little bit. Vigam, starting in the middle of a paragraph, clearly. Vigam. Yesh oynis, there's an oynis, shahayu roya loy liyos roya sanoylid. There's a type of oynis where a person should have been roya sanoylid. Udli hizar mitchilil bayavil udekach. And he should have taken precautions to make sure that this wasn't going to happen. Udli hisrachik, udli hishamir, koydim boy olava oynis. To make sure nothing was going to happen to him before the oynis came. Lebal yipol bazer. Vigam yesh oynis, ein oynis gomer. There's also an oynis. That's not an oynis gomer. She efshaloi lihi notza b'roiv tachbulois. V'huloi asa came. Kol eile, even if in halacha that person's considered an oynis, abel amaisna hu poysheya. As a shtikala poysheya. V'gam, oynis gomer, tzorech kapara b'dei shamayim. Even an oynis gomer needs kapara b'dei shamayim. Shechetoi gorem loisha ba'ol of oynis. Because it must be a chet that he did that caused that this oynis should happen to him. I am bira agrola in shoygeg v'zelo shoynoi ki koshalto b'avoynecho koloimer machmas ha'ovein asher kvar osem etchilo himi v'yasoi lidei chato shehish gogo. Bekitzer v'chein hu kan. The same is true as it relates to here. There's an Indian that the risha she'osem etchilo he tesalaf oisoi u'mevil dei chatos ad kan l'shoynoi azov shal avil megoyim. But the bottom line is the reason we say al-chet she'chatonu l'fanecho ba'oynus u'veratzen zoi shtei in Siddur Agra. This is not the Goyin talking, but it's based on the Beis Medrash and the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. It's because even an oynis needs kapara. An oynis needs kapara, number one, midei shemayim, because a person would not have found himself doing an avera, albeit the oynis, were it not for the fact that this person wasn't chashalta b'avoynecha. On some level, this person had done an avera b'meizid. And even oynis, there's a spectrum of oynis. And very often, a person is an oynis. And the halacha would be oynis rachmana patre. But there's an element of pshia, and that's why the first alchet that we clap, amazingly, is alchet shechatanu lufanecha b'oynis. The first alchet shechatanu lufanecha ba'inus, then we say uberatzen. But the first thing we say is alchet shechatanu lufanecha ba'inus. But the bottom line is, if you find this Indian of alchet shechatanu lufanecha ba'inus, maybe it's a tzuchtel, why you would find misnavna, albeit derech evarim, even for a situation where she was an espasa, where really she was an inus.